Cultural studies, the persecution of witches. In the 16th and 17th centuries, concern about the danger of magic and dark forces grew. Marginalized women were often accused of being witches, particularly those whose lifestyle was perceived as being in opposition to the emerging moral codes of the age. During Shakespeare's life, a campaign of persecution against witches began to spread across Europe, carried out by both the Catholic and Protestant Inquisitions. These lasted until the end of the 17th century, and it is estimated that over 200,000 women, mostly old and poor, were burnt at the stake. Witches would have been recognized by Shakespeare's audience as a source of both fear and fascination. The figure of the witch plays an important role both in Shakespeare's Macbeth and in The Tempest. In Macbeth, it is the witches that prophesy both Macbeth's rise to power and his eventual downfall. In The Tempest, the witch, like the colonized savage, is considered a danger that must be conquered and contained. The witch hunt campaign has recently been studied by historian Silvia Federici. In her book Caliban and the Witch, Federici shows how witches were, in fact, largely tolerated in the medieval world, and even treated with respect. Their knowledge of medicinal plants and the secret of childbirth gave them the status of unofficial doctors. It was, she says, the move towards a modern capitalist economy that demanded a radical reorganization of life and work, away from the seasonal rhythms of the Middle Ages, and witches were perceived as an obstacle to this change, because of their central role in maintaining the customs of peasant society, but also because of the control they had over reproduction. The Black Death had produced a labor shortage in Europe, which gave peasants a greater degree of freedom and the power to demand increased wages. It also gave women more independence, enabling them to enter professions which they had previously been excluded from. Those in power were extremely worried, as they realized that in order to have cheap labor, the population had to increase dramatically. To achieve these ends, women were to be excluded from paid labor and any control over childbirth, and limited to their function as mothers and unpaid domestic workers. So began a campaign to denigrate and denounce witches. People were led to believe that they sacrificed or ate children, and traditional village rites were increasingly regarded as devil-worshipping ceremonies. Not only actual witches, but any independent woman lived in fear of being accused of witchcraft by her neighbors, which often meant torture and almost certain death.